We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. Quarter number four, we're going to break down Penn State versus Appalachian State. But first, we're going to draw the winner for the Kent State tickets from Labatt Blue. You get two of them. And Bob Flounders has pulled it. And it is Tom Dincher, D-I-N-C-H-E-R, as we're pretty sure, from South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You can expect to hear from the Keystone.
It could be Dinchin as well. We'll accept it. No, it's Dincher. Okay.
Dincher. But it's Tom. Tom, so you're going to get a couple tickets.
We have quite the following in South Williamsport, so I think that's something that's worth, that is notable.
Yes. And next game, we'll have promotion coming up. We'll be Ohio State, week five, right? Yeah, one, two, three, four, five.
Yes.
Yep, week five. So, all right, let's do it. Penn State, Appalachian State, 3:30 kickoff, Beaver Stadium, Saturday afternoon. The line is down to 24. Around there, open to 28.5. The over-under is 54, for the record, when we make our predictions. Are we going to do bowl predictions?
For App State, I mean, we could. I think we've done a lot of bowl predictions. Well, some of us have done a lot of bowl predictions.
I have a bowl prediction just in case.
Hey, can I do my bowl prediction to start? If Penn State scores more points than Appalachian State, they're going to win this game.
Boom.
All right. For the record, I just want to say, Penn State averaged 460 yards and 41 points a game last year. A little bit different offense now. No Barkley, Gesicki. Defense, 330 yards, 17 points a game last year. Top 20 in both those categories in the country. A lot of new guys on defense. App State averaged 440 yards and 36 points a game last year, but they lost their marquee weapons well, except for a running back. Defense gave up 350 yards and 20 points a game. Penn State has won 14 straight games at Beaver Stadium, with the last loss coming to Michigan in November of 2015, correct?
Harbaugh, yes.
Yeah. So what are you looking at? When you say Penn State's playing Appalachian State, you think blowout, but I'm not sure this is going to be a blowout. It might take some time.
So this is a well-coached team. The Satterfield used to play quarterback, a very good quarterback. Played at App State around the same time, I believe, that James Franklin was at East Stroudsburg. That's just me throwing out a weird note. But this Appalachian State team, they always schedule good teams early in the season. And it seems to me, Ross, they play their best football in conference late. I think they get a lot out of these games because they get the experience.
They're good in bowl games,
too. And they're very good in bowl games. Yeah. They've won three straight. They destroyed Toledo 35-0 last year in their bowl game. They got hot late. But, yeah, last year they played Georgia, lost 31-10 in their opener at Georgia. They almost beat Wake Forest. They lost 20-19. So I think they're familiar.
The Tennessee game was 2 years ago?
Yeah. So they're familiar with going into big stadiums, and they're familiar with big crowds, and they're familiar with all that. This year, I think they feel good about their defensive line. They play a lot of guys. They have a running back, Jalen Moore, who's run for more than 3,000 yards, breaking in a new quarterback. That's pretty much the scouting report. Penn State's just got a lot of stuff that is new this year, and I think you have to factor that into the first game. And I think this will be a game that will be decided in the second half. I think that Penn State is the deeper team and ultimately they're the faster team. But if they make any mistakes early, this could get a little bit uncomfortable in the fourth quarter. I do believe that.
Yeah, the one thing is, unlike some of the MAC schools that have come in, I think App State really thinks that they can win. Like, those guys that have been there, they should have beat Tennessee a couple years ago. Like, they're not intimidated going into a big stadium for a Power 5 team and playing. And so it's an interesting schedule decision by Penn State because you don't really get credit for playing App State
and beating them. Yeah, you don't.
But they have a chance to beat you. Right. You know, so it's like, where's the upside? I'm surprised App State still gets people to play them because they're good enough to beat. I mean, they obviously went into Michigan 10 years ago, 11 years ago now, and beat the Wolverines in the Big House. I think what helps them is they are really quick. I mean, they are really quick, really fast. I don't think Penn State's that much faster than they are. Penn State, what they are, is a lot bigger. So this has got to be a game, in my opinion, that Penn State is able to control it up front. They have a veteran, experienced O-line, and those guys really should be able to knock App State back off the ball. Now, one thing to keep an eye on, because App State's undersized, their guys are always on the move. So they're always slanting, pinching, whatever. So how you combat that if you're Penn State is you take them where they want to go, and you shut up. Like, so if the guy's pinching the end and you're the right guard, and you know that his job is to maybe get to the A gap, to the backside A gap, if you can shut him off right there, that's how you create huge seams. Yeah. So as much as you think it should be 5 yards in a cloud of dust, kind of, this could actually be a running game where it's 0-1-2-17. You know, 3-2-22. Something like that. That's something to keep an eye on. So there, because of the way they play, there's going to be some no gains and some negative yardage. But then they also should be able to shut those slants off and get some really big gains.
Yeah, Jalen Moore, I think, presents and their offensive line, even though they've got a couple, you know, they've got some new faces there. I think this presents a good challenge for Penn State's new look defensive front and clearly the linebackers. I mean, they're going to try and get this guy the ball. He's fast. He's big, strong, experienced. He knows how to run. He knows how to run on a college football field. And I think this will be – I think that's going to be a test for the Penn State defense.
Yeah, I think that Penn State's defense, even missing some bodies, I have a hard time seeing Appalachian State score a lot of points in this game.
I agree.
I really do, just because I think the quarterback is not necessarily a guy that's really going to threaten Penn State through the air. And I do think that – Penn State still has a great field position weapon in Blake Gillikin, and I could see I could see a game where when Penn State doesn't score, even if it's a field goal, Appalachian State is starting on their own 10-yard line a lot in this game, and I think it's really going to be hard for them to drive the ball 60 or 70 yards to get into scoring position. I just don't think that running back's going to be enough.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, we're back with quarter number four. Ross, go ahead.
The other thing I was thinking about, doesn't it feel like when there's an upset like this, doesn't it feel like the group of five team usually has a really slick athletic quarterback? And App State lost their quarterback. So I don't know. New guy might be pretty good.
Yeah.
But usually, who is the guy from App State? Like Amani Edwards ended up being like a third round pick
by the Panthers as a wide receiver.
Nice pull.
But my point is like, if you look at all the upsets, they usually have even O'Brien's first game when Ohio beat Penn State, the Ohio quarterback
Tyler Tettleton.
Yes.
There's a nice.
It was Tettleton for sure.
Son of Mickey Tettleton.
Yeah, it's right. He was who played baseball.
Take a bow, Bob.
Yeah, that is good, Bob. It's almost like you cover the team 24/7 for a living.
It did not help in that game that Bill O'Brien had Gerald Hodges returning punts early in the game, and he fumbled, setting up a score. Did not help.
Yeah.
Billy O did not hour there.
I'll give you one other tidbit from that game. I remember watching that game thinking Kyle Carter is going to be a first-round pick. Why, they should throw the ball to that guy every time. That guy's going to be a first-round pick. I cannot believe – is he still bouncing around somewhere, maybe?
I don't think that he is.
No, he's not.
I don't think he is.
He had injury issues, right?
He had a lot of them. Wrist and I think knee and probably shoulder, all of those things bothered him.
So let's see early if App State's new quarterback is that kind of guy, because I just think you need that. You need that slick quarterback that he drops back to pass. Sharif Miller comes flying in.
Broken
play. He jukes him,
yeah.
You know, runs for 12 yards. That's like the recipe. And by the way, that's what all those teams look for.
Right,
because those guys know that's how they end up getting big-time jobs is when they beat a big-time team. So they're all looking for that athletic quarterback that can just make enough broken plays to help them win a game.
To me, the biggest advantage for Penn State is their secondary with Amani O, John Reed at the corner, even putting Tariq Castro Fields out there against a new quarterback making his first start. I mean, that's a huge advantage for me. Although, I do think App State's secondary is not...
I have to think they're going to try and run the ball down Penn State's throat with those linebackers and that running back. I mean, they'll probably throw it at times, but their best weapon is on the ground, and Penn State has to prove it a little bit, I think, especially at the linebacker court.
You know, the other point I'll make is it's a really good sign for Penn State when we talk about like college football playoff stuff, that they lost their four, they lost four starters that all went to the NFL from their secondary, and their secondary is still good. Or at least right. we think it's going to be good. That's a real, I mean, that's recruiting. That's a testament to Andy Frank and his department and everything they do. Which, by the way, every time I look at Penn State's website, they've added new people to that department. That it seems like that's like there's restrictions as to what you can do on the field. Alabama has, it's almost like a sweatshop. They have like an army of people like that monitor every high school kid, every game, every Twitter account. It's that is where you can invest resources, facilities, and the personnel department.
I agree 100%. And you look at where Penn State was before Franklin got there. When you go to a Penn State practice between the expanded training staff and the guys that are part of James Franklin's team that aren't necessarily coaches, there's more of those guys than there are players. And it's all about almost as much off the field as it is on the field.
All right, Ross, I'm going to let you start with predictions. I'll go last.
Good. I'll say Penn State 31, App State 10.
So no cover and under.
That's correct.
Yeah, that is right.
That is correct.
I think I usually am the most conservative when it comes to Penn State. Like picking them to not score as much and not win by as much. I'm a hater, I guess.
Bowl prediction, yes or no? I'll give you the option.
No.
Okay.
The bowl predictions are coming for Pitt. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm close to Ross. It's what I picked. I have it 30-13 Penn State. So I think that's a lot of points for a first game. And I do think the total's a little bit high. And I think that this will be a game where Penn State's defense maybe gives up some yards, but not a lot of touchdowns.
All right, I'm going to go Penn State 38, App State 13. I think they cover the spread, but I'm taking the under as well. I think that is a lot of points. I will offer a bowl prediction for you. Just for Rod, I'm going to say DeAndre Tompkins has more than 150 all-purpose yards.
Wow. Is he's returning punts, and Hamler's got kickoff returns. Dude, I can't wait to see Hamler.
That's the guy.
The kickoff return guy and starting at receiver, he beat out Brandon Polk quick.
Yeah,
he must be legit. That is going to be exciting.
All right, that'll do it for week one of the Keystone Kickoff Show for Penn State's football games. Thank you, Ross Tucker. Thank you, Bob Flounders. For everyone at the Keystone Kickoff Show staff, have a good weekend.
With Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.